Now, they won many people to the Lord in the cities they visited, and then they had to establish churches. First of all, they just had groups of disciples, and then they needed to make churches. What was the point of transition from just a group of disciples to a church? What persons had to be appointed? Tell me. Elders, that's right. That's when disciples become a church, when they have elders, when they have government. And so they did this. We read in Acts 14, in verse 21, when they had preached the gospel to that city and made many disciples, they returned to Lystra, Iconium, and Antioch, cities they'd already preached in, strengthening the souls of the disciples, exhorting them to continue in the faith and saying, we must, through many tribulations, enter the kingdom of God. So when they had appointed elders in every church and prayed with fasting, they commended them to the Lord. How did they appoint elders? How did they get the mind of the Lord as to who was to be the elders? Did they have an election? Yes, but it was God's election. How did they find God's mind? What was the key? I didn't hear you. Asking. Thank you. You see, the two decisive appointments in the work of the church are apostles and elders. And in the early church, both those appointments were arrived at through prayer and fasting. Why should we expect to do it any other way in this age? Can we improve on those methods? God has never asked us to improve. All he's asked us is to follow. You see, here is a key, and I'm placing it in your hands. What are you going to do with it? What are the Christians of this nation going to do with this key? What are the Christians of Australia going to do with this key? What are the Christians of Britain going to do with this key? South Africa, the other nations that are represented here? Do you think God has changed? Do you think we've ever found a better way? All right, now let me just point you to two conclusions. The first is in that well-known verse in 2 Chronicles 7:14. I call this hope for a nation. Hope for a nation. How many of you know what 2 Chronicles 7:14 says? Many of you do. Praise God. I could quote it by heart, but I won't. God speaks, and he says, if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and heal their land. There are seven steps. Four steps that God's people have to take, three steps that God will take when we take the four steps. What are the four steps we have to take? What's the first one? I didn't hear you. Humble ourselves. Why? Because pride is a barrier to the answer to our prayers. The next thing is pray. God says, don't start praying until you've dealt with your pride. And then he says, seek my face. That's not just have a prayer meeting from 8 till 9:30. That's pray until you get into God's presence. And then it says, turn from your wicked ways. You say, God, I don't think I have any wicked ways. God says, wait till you get into my presence and you'll find out. We experienced that in our church in Fort Lauderdale about, what, 5 years ago. One of the elders' wives had a word from the Lord to proclaim a fast, which I'm going to talk about in a moment, a Joel fast. And it wasn't received with much enthusiasm, but eventually I think the elders, of whom I was one, were kind of ashamed into admitting, well, we better do something about this. And so we said, we'll have a certain period, we'll fast and pray, and we'll meet every morning at, I think, 5 a.m., was it? Well, I wasn't there. Ruth and I were away when this started. And I understand the first morning there were about 13 people the congregation was about 500 at the time. The next morning, I think there were about 7. And then it was going, you know, the typical charismatic prayer meeting. The next morning, there was about 4. But then a brother who was not an elder got a burden from the Lord. And he spent 24 hours weeping. And things changed. And when Ruth and I got back, I said, whether we like it or not, this is from God. We better get involved. We don't want to miss God. And I can't go into all the details, but for the next, I think, 6 weeks, we were meeting every morning at 5 a.m. And we spent most of the time on our faces. And the sins that were confessed were startling. It was a nice, respectable church. But there was adultery, there was fornication, there was alcoholism. Didn't come out till we were in God's presence. Don't say to God, I have no wicked ways to repent of. That probably simply tells you how far you are from his face. In the light of his countenance, things look different. What does God ask of us? 4 things. Humble ourselves, pray, seek his face, turn from our wicked ways. How do we humble ourselves? By what? You've got the message. That's right. Now you can fast and be very proud. Jesus said, don't fast that way. That's not the way to fast. That's the way the hypocrites fast. But he didn't say, that's a reason for not fasting. He said, fast the right way and not the wrong way. Then God says, I'll do 3 things. If you'll do the 4, I'll do the 3. I will hear, I will forgive the sin, and I will heal their land. How many of you would like to see your land healed? Has God shown you a way? Is there a scriptural remedy? I believe there is.